All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the man who claimed to have the world's longest name. This is for real. Dan, where did you find this story?
Mental floss.
Mental floss. Of course.
I guess I'll save this for after, but is it naturally his?
It is his name, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Like he didn't add on to it?
No. It's really
we'll find out.
No, it's really insane. I mean, seriously, it's insane. What this guy's full name is. Absolutely nuts. And he's in the Guinness World Book of Records, like you and I are, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan is. And Vic isn't.
Yep. Yeah. See, that's what I missed. Was the wah-wah.
You missed the sad trombone.
Yeah, because it's only for Vic.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about this dude with a really long name. It's a very weird story. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Hey, rabbit. March 1st. Rabbit. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio, 312-981-7200 for your talk and text and your Wildcard Wednesday requests. Any song, any artist, anything. Okay. All right. So this is the man who claimed to have had the world's longest last name. Now, Esmeralda, the name that I'm about to say is the abbreviated version.
Okay.
So this is the abbreviated version. Hubert B. Wolfelschlagelsteinhausenbergerdorf. That's the abbreviated version. Wolfelschlagelsteinhausenbergerdorf.
Okay, not so bad.
His whole name is a doozy. First of all, Hubert, a Philadelphia linotype operator, is now deceased. He had 26 first names total, one for each letter of the alphabet. And his surname is nearly 700 letters long. So he's got 26 first names in alphabetical order, each one for a letter, and then his surname is over 700, almost 700 letters long. So I'm not going to be able to get through the entire name, but it takes up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines of copy.
Okay, so did his parents give him all these?
Yeah. It was here's the thing. Adolf, Blaine, Charles, David, Earl, Frederick, Gerald, Hubert. I love the fact that he chose Hubert to go by for the short version. Irvin, John, Kenneth, Lloyd, Martin, Nero, Oliver, Paul, Quincy, Randolph, Sherman, Thomas, Uncas, Victor, William, Xerxes, Yancey, Zeus, Wolf, Stahlsteinen, Hausberger, Dorf, Welch, Avorton, Juan. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get it because it goes down for another 10 lines. So the story says, as you imagine, he often shortened it for practical purposes. According to the report in his entry in the 1978 Guinness World Book of Records, Hubert usually chose to go by Mr. Wolf plus 585 Senior. And, oh, by the way, he named his son the same. Senior at the end of this thing.
What is wrong with him? How cruel.
700, last name, 700 letters long, 26 first name, and he's a senior. So he named his son the same thing. He also used the last name Wolfenschlagsteinhausenbergerdorf in official documents. In 1952, a Philadelphia Inquirer columnist, presumably amused by the moniker, wrote off a report that Herbert B. Wolfenschlagelsteinhausenbergerdorf had recently registered to vote. Hubert wrote the Inquirer to correct the reporter's misspelling because the U in Hausen had been omitted. In a 1964 newspaper article in which he claimed to have the country's longest name, Wolfenschlagelsteinhausenbergerdorf gave a loose translation of the words. He claimed it told the story in German of a wolf killer who lived in a stone house in a village and whose ancestors were sheep herders. And then it went on from there. I like to be unique, Wolf plus 585 Senior said. I don't like being part of the common herd. So there you go. That's a lot right there. Now, Dan, you have, and obviously this just gets to talking about last names. Now, Esmeralda, your last name is not hard.
No, it's very simple.
Right. And Dan, yours is a little interesting. What's the origin of your the way it's spelled?
Well, the way it's spelled, we always joke it's there's the invisible H because it is spelled Sugrue, but it's pronounced Shagru.
Right. Not Sugru.
Not Sugru. There are Shagrus with the H. I went to high school with another Dan Shagru who spelled his name Sugrue.
Okay.
How'd you find another one?
Well, we populate. Well, and it's funny you mentioned that, Esmeralda, because I had an interesting moment on air many years ago. Bill Leff had this guy on from Ireland, and he was an English teacher that for some reason, an English professor who also loved basketball. And so he got sent to this Irish university, and he was the basketball coach there. And as you can imagine, there's not a lot of basketball players in Ireland. So the book told of his adventures doing it. And he goes, it's nice to talk to a Shagru, you know. And I said, I've never been over there, but I know that, you know, there are stores that, you know, like Shagru's
yep.
corner shop and everything.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, well, do you know the derivation of it? And I said, no, I don't know about it. And he goes, oh, it's actually a Viking name. And he's just like, yeah, you know, they came in and they plundered and they spent a lot of time with women and Shagru is actually from Viking. So you have some Viking in you. So it's like, all right, man. So
that's why you're wearing that helmet?
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
So I just carry the hammer for fun.
That's pretty great. Was the H ever a part of your ancestry? Was it dropped at some point?
I don't know. And as far as I know, I don't know. But, you know, there's those cool stories that, you know, eventually, you know, because I know a baker and it's crazy to think that his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was John the Baker. And then they just dropped the thaw at one point, you know.
Right. Well, my last name is unusual as well, DiGilio. And at some point, if I remember correctly, my dad telling me that it was D-I capital G, because it's not capital the way we spell it now. It's just D-I-G-I-L-I-O. But what used to be a capital G, and I think there was a U in there at some point, which is why people insist on calling me DiGiulio. It's just, for some reason, even though it's all I's, it's all I's. There's no U in there, but I get people who say DiGiulio all the time. But it's not. It's DiGiulio. But I mean, people mispronounce it. DiGiglio, DiGigolo. I used to get DiGigolo all the time. Yeah, DiGigolo. And I remember when I first started, you know, like being on the radio, people were like, you need to change your last name, man. And I was like, no. I'm just going to keep my last name because it's my actual last. Obviously, no, I'd make that. That's a pseudonym. I'm on a radio show and I'm going to change my name from Nick Smith to Nick DiGiulio. But anyway. Here's Gina real quick before we break for the news. Hey, Gina.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I have it's not as, not quite as awe-inspiring as the gentleman you were talking about before.
Yeah.
But my father's name was Generos Alphonse Sticklemeyer. Can you imagine in second grade trying to learn to write all that?
Oh, man. That's amazing.
And I thought, okay, this has to be family names or something. No. No family names. They named him after two priests, one who was leaving the parish and one who was entering the parish.
There you go. That's fantastic. That's a heck of a name, Gina. It really is.
Well, it was great because you always knew when someone was trying to call and sell you something because they'd say, is Gene Rose there? No, nobody here by that
name.
Nope,
nobody. Yeah, I have no idea. That's great. All right, Gina, thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye. All right, we have to break for the news. And then Dr. Karen Phillip is going to join us after the news break.